They would like to thank you for your loyalty and wish you the happiest holiday season yet. Ernie Patty provides the highest quality service around and is also a direct repair shop for most insurance companies. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and can be reached at 314-752-0400 or visit them online at ErniePattyCollision.com.
Get your home clean for the holidays and save at one of the 7 Oreck Home Care Centers. Right now, while supplies last, you can get an 8-pound Oreck upright vacuum plus a canister vac for just $249.99. That's a savings of $100. They make great gifts. Oreck also has a wide variety of steam cleaners for ceramic, tile, and wood floors, plus cleaning products. They also service all brands of vacuums. Visit one of the 7 Oreck Home Care Centers or see their website at oreckstore.com/STL.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's 6 area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Has to be Jimmy Buffett.
Malakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Come on, you Hawaiians!
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land.
Now, do you remember where you heard this in a movie? And what
yes.
movie? All right, what was it?
Christmas Vacation.
Yes, Chevy Chase. Out at the pool.
Looking out at this pool.
While he's looking, yeah, looking at the pool.
And it's the Bing Crosby version, not this version.
Like that version, too.
I like this better. I think I like Buffett's better than Crosby.
And that girl takes her top off and throws it.
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, now listen up. I take great delight in reading you this story because, right or wrong, I don't believe and never have in all this global warming crap. I believe there may be some global warming, that it's a part of the evolutionary process of the world. But I've never bought into this carbon footprint crap that we cause global warming. Check this article out. This is great. In 2007, the Global Warming People published a well-known article, and in it, it said that by the summer of 2013, which we just came out of, the Arctic would be ice-free. Okay? Okay? That was what they said based on remember, they go measure ice. They go, oh, my goodness, it's melting. As with so many other of these doomsday predictions by global warming people, the results have turned out to be quite the opposite. This is great. Listen to this. This past summer was so cold that at this point in the year, we now have 533,000 more square miles of ocean covered with ice than we had at the same time last year. A 29% increase in ice. There's an unbroken sheet of ice more than half the size of Europe that stretches from the Canadian islands to Russia's northern shores. The Northwest Passage from the Atlantic to the Pacific has been blocked by what they call pack ice all year. More than 20 yachts that had planned to sail it have been icebound, and a cruise ship attempting the route was forced to turn back. And now there are scientists that say, we've taken another look at this, and it looks like we might be heading for a cooling period that will not end until the middle of the century.
What?
It says a process that would expose computer forecasts of imminent catastrophic warming as dangerously misleading.
Oh.
And here's the quote from a guy named Thomas Lifson, who's been following this for years and years and years. He says, global warming is the most expensive and widespread con job in the history of the world. There must be a terrible reckoning for the scientists and the profiteers who have foisted this crackpot atrocity on the world. You see, I happen to believe that there's a lot of money to be made in scaring people. There's a lot of money in religion to be made in scaring people. There's a lot of money to be made in scare of, when I was a kid, it was the civil defense people and radioactivity. And in schools, when I was in school, there were the, Dan, remember those yellow radioactive signs? We had drills.
Oh, yes.
Get under the desk. Like getting under the desk, you won't get radioactive? This is stupid.
Oh, I know.
But that was the big fear. And shelters were sold, and kits were sold, and different materials to help you. There's a lot of money in scaring people. And I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm telling you what I believe. And I go back to my dinosaur theory. There's never been a bigger, stronger thing that we know of on the earth than a dinosaur. They were huge. Something killed them. They're all gone. There was no emission. There were no emissions from cars, no charcoal emissions from grills. All this stuff they say is supposed to be killing them.
They had dinosaur flatulence. Maybe that didn't
matter. They choked on their own gas.
Well, yeah, their own emissions.
And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you listen to the methane people, that should have killed all the humans.
Right.
There's
all
no
the
bigger,
cows.
There's no bigger poot than a dinosaur poot.
Yeah.
That's a huge poot. That's a lot of gas. One dinosaur, a gas passing, could blow up a hot air balloon.
Oh, my goodness.
That should have killed every human and other animal on the earth. Instead, who died? The dinosaurs died.
Yeah, they killed themselves.
They gassed themselves.
They did the Dutch oven.
So, again, this is just my opinion. I'm not going to argue with anybody about it. You know, if you want to get into it, I'm not going to get into it with you. I just happen to be one of these people who believe that the Al Gores of the world have made millions of dollars getting people to buy into this. Oh, all the ice is good. It's like the tree thing we talked about the other day. Since I was in grade school, we were told we're going to run out of trees. And they show footage of the Brazilian rainforest. And all you're going to see a time within the next half century, there'll be no trees. Plenty of trees. And I hear people say, well, we got to stop having real Christmas trees. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah.
We got to stop real Christmas.
Yep.
They grow them for Christmas. They wouldn't even be there in these Christmas tree farms except for that. That's why they're grown. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Larry. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon, AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I overheard Dan's conversation, or Dan's story about being somebody he knows being scammed on the phone.
It was his dad, I believe.
Okay. And thought that I should probably call in and give my story.
Okay.
So the day before Thanksgiving, I get a call, and luckily I have caller ID on my phone. The call was coming from China, the country, not China, Illinois, and not China, you know, any other city, the country of China.
Right.
And so I just ignored it, and about a minute later, I get a voicemail. And on the voicemail, it said, this person, and then what sounded like my son saying, "It's me, Dad," is calling from so-and-so correctional center and would like you to accept this free call. After your call is over, you will have the opportunity to set up an account with this correctional center for future phone calls and basically if he needed anything. And I thought, you know, what if I didn't have the caller ID and I picked up the phone and I heard my son saying, "It's me, Dad."
Now,
and if I pressed one, to accept that free call, I wonder how much my phone bill would be today.
Do you have a son?
Yes, I do.
Now,
and it sounded exactly like him.
See, that's interesting. That's very interesting to me, because I've heard this before where the people say, well, it sounded just like my son or my grandson. I think sometimes when you've decided that it's your kid, and depending on the situation, the circumstance, where they are, the fact that it's a phone line, I guess I could see where a lot of us sound the same under certain conditions of stress or whatever. That is very interesting.
If you have a number, I'd love to forward the voicemail to you, and you can take a listen to it. It sounds so professional too.
Can you do that? Can he forward a voicemail to us? How do you do that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know how.
How do you do that? How do you forward a voicemail?
I just go into the voicemail and push forward, and then enter the number that I want to forward it to.
Really?
Wow!
I didn't know
that.
Sure.
Dan, give him. I'll put him on hold. Give him our hotline number.
Okay.
And he can forward it to them. You want to do that?
Yeah, I don't think we have voicemail on that.
Forwarding us. You're right, though. We'd have to record his voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. We don't have... Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do that. Well, you know, could you put it into an MP3 or something and email it to us?
I will try to do that, sure.
Peon, what's your email address?
EonThePeon@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's IAN, right?
Yes.
IANTHEPEON@gmail.com. And if he gets it, it comes through, he'll pull it up and play it for us.
Okay.
All right, Larry, thanks for the warning.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You too. Well, the first clue was if his son is incarcerated, that is out of China. Obviously, he's not incarcerated in China. It's good that he saw on the
Caller ID. Well, no, just the number he was able to tell. I don't think in the message
I wouldn't
it
have
said
known.
China.
What's the area code for China?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have known what that was. This would be, this is Sam, who's a teacher, who's probably going to tell me I'm out of my mind. I don't know what I'm talking about this global warming thing. Sam, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you made some statements there that I absolutely agree with because I've been a science teacher for a number of years, and I like to look beyond between the naysayers and the people who like to just make everybody scared. And we've only been keeping records for about 150 years.
Right.
At what point, since the Earth is over 5 billion years old, do we think we understand that the cyclic cycles that go on in nature.
Well, and here's
we don't have any idea if what's happening is us or is it something that's naturally happening.
You're right. If you take our amount of record keeping, the time period we've kept record,
right.
It's a blip on the radar from a billion
absolutely.
Years ago.
No, and I had a woman students one day, they asked me, and there's a lot of subjects I got touched very lightly and everything else, and when they, you know, what they point blankly ask me a question, you know, what is your opinion on certain things, I try to tell them the truth, and I tell them, I said, you know, we've done a lot of damage to our planet, but at the same token, whether we're causing all of this, global warming, I really just don't believe that because there's not been enough proof. You know, 30 years is not enough proof.
Well, you're a science teacher, so I'm glad you have the credentials. And I agree with you. We have destroyed streams and polluted water, and we bury too much plastic in landfills. I buy into all that. But these are profiteers. These are people who have learned how to make a fortune scaring us. It's no different.
We only live on 2% of the United States land. The other 98% is still owned by the U.S. government. So there's still a lot of more of it that we can pollute.
It's
only where we live at.
It's like the preppers. There's a lot of money to be made from the preppers.
Man.
The people who believe they need a bunker and 5 years' worth of food and water. There's a lot of money to be made from those people. Do I believe it? No.
I had a student when she asked me this, and I told her, well, I said, no, I don't believe in quote global warming as they're trying to do it, but she went home and told her mother, mother comes storming the school, wanting to know how come she had all this proof, and I very politely told her about why I thought that wasn't right, and that wasn't right. She was so mad she pulled her daughter out of my class.
Oh my goodness! And by the way, you said in class it's just what you thought.
Yes, it had nothing to do with what I was teaching, which was out of the old stuff out of the book. This was just something that I thought. I don't teach global warming. I don't teach all that. I just teach them the science, that leads up to things that, how things work.
Hey, what,
and how we believe, the theories and the proofs that we do have.
What grade level science teacher are you?
I'm a high school. I'm certified by the state of Illinois to be able to teach all high school sciences.
Okay,
let me teach chemistry, physics, biology, anatomy. I teach everything.
Let me ask you if you still do this in high school, because this is weird. I don't remember much about school, but I remember that I liked science class, just basic general science. And here's the first and one of the only things that I ever remember the science teacher doing, and it still is in my head today. He took, and maybe you still do this, he took a... what essentially is, I think, a brass ball that's on the end of a stick. It looks kind of like a thing you beat a drum with. And then another stick with a ring on it. And he'd heat the brass ball on a Bunsen burner. First, he'd show you how the ball would go through the ring. Then he'd heat it, and it wouldn't go through, and it's expansion of metal. I still remember that. I thought, wow, that's great.
What you did was you changed the density of the copper ball. And when you heat it up, the molecules move faster, and so therefore the metal will expand. Now, it's not going to expand really great, but when you do it with that smaller metal ring, you can see how much it does expand, and it's a density thing.
And the other thing I loved about science class, I was an arsonist as a kid, and I started a couple of fires. No kidding. And I finally go into a class, and I can't believe it. There's Bunsen burners. There's fire in class. This is so great. I love those things. So yeah, I liked science.
We had the power go off once when it was really cold, and they were going to let us out, but in an hour and a half. So the school was just getting cold, so I just heated up about 20 Bunsen burners, and before long, I had 78 degrees in our room.
Hey, man.
And another class was coming in.
That's why it's good to have a science teacher around. Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too, Sam. There you go. Science teacher Sam. Global warming. Bunk. This would be Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was just calling about Garrett Morris.
Yeah.
He's still alive because he's on the show Two Broke Girls.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
Didn't he have was he shot or something? He had a stroke or got gunshot? Something happened to him.
Well, he doesn't seem like he's the old Garrett Morris, but he's definitely has enough faculties about him that he's on that show. And
we'll have to Google him, because I remember something happened to him. I don't know if he's in a robbery or there's something happened that kind of screwed him up for a while. But
he does seem like he has some facial issues where maybe he had a stroke.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
He's still funny. He's always sitting down. They never show him walking around.
Is the show any good?
Yeah, Two Broke Girls.
Yeah. Sounds stupid.
Funny at times, but
okay. All right. Well, thank you. Now we know where Garrett Morris is. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening.
Well, I just want to say, it would be great if Saturday Night Live brought him on.
I couldn't agree more. It's a perfect opportunity. Maybe they will. Maybe they will for this sign language.
Goodman's hosting. He knows things, so hopefully he'll bring him on, because that would be perfect.
It'd be fantastic. Scott, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Anybody's offended with the Merry Christmas thing, find another show. Let's see, because we're not aiming it just at any group. We've said that before. It's all-encompassing. Hello, Rick. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
You know, I would love to be able to disagree with you, but you and I are about the same age, and I was kind of a news geek as a kid.
Yeah.
And if you remember back in the 60s, they were predicting that we were going into an ice age then.
No, I do remember.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a lot of snow. And the thing that gets me, too, is remember back in the 30s and 40s, everybody heated their houses with coal.
Yep.
And there was a time in St. Louis when they said the street lights came on in the middle of the day because there was so much pollution. and we have cleaned the air, I mean, extremely well.
No, you make a great point. We've done over the last few decades, we have made drastic strides in cleaning the air. If anything, it's not the problem it used to be. Denver, Colorado, the smog used to be hanging so thick you couldn't see more than 30 feet above the ground. Same with L.A., and that's been cleaned up.
Absolutely.
And you're right. You can go anywhere and find anything you want to find to back up what you think. You can find where Republicans are crazy, Democrats are crazy, Catholics are crazy, Protestants are crazy, Jewish, anything. It's there. It's out there, and it's very convincing. And there are very convincing arguments for the people who want to make money off global warming. But I choose to go with the other equally convincing arguments that most of it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, did you say I was right?
I did say that.
Oh, see, I'm married. I never hear that.
Anytime you want to feel good, call here.
Okay, toodles.
All right, Rick, Merry Christmas. I didn't say toodles back.
Toodles.
No. I don't use.
I don't go for this next name at all. Can you believe somebody goes by that as their
what?
First name?
Clint?
Clint.
Oh, you missed.
You missed. The screen sideways.
Yeah.
You couldn't see all the letters.
It was kind of.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hello, Clint. How are you?
Hey, how you fellas doing? I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, Frank, first of all, you talking about brass balls and burning things really kind of scares the heck out of me.
Well, that was the past. I don't burn things now. That was many, many, many years ago. I had a fascination with fire. That's been gone for a long time.
All right. Well, I wanted to say that caller you had earlier, Sam, he pretty much hit the nail on the head. Thing what a lot of people don't realize is that the cyclic patterns of the Earth, global warming, whether it's caused by man or just by a natural phenomenon, leads to ice ages.
Yeah, I've read
because it actually melts the solar or the polar ice caps, and so all this fresh water goes into the ocean. And therefore, the ocean doesn't have as much salt water, and it actually slows the current down, which caused the tops to refreeze.
Listen to this.
What the heck?
He's a scientist.
But, I mean, the Earth is just going through cycles, and, yeah, we have had impacts on it, but ultimately a global warming phenomenon is going to lead to an ice age.
Yeah, but when I see guys like Ed Begley Jr., he's got a bicycle hooked up to produce electricity to run his blender, I look at that, and my reaction is, nut. This guy's a nut.
The way you got to look at it like that is, okay, he's got to use his bicycle to pedal his bicycle to run his blender to drink his milkshake, okay?
Right.
So, I mean,
his proteins.
He's just trying to get exercise, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, well,
Clint, Merry
you guys
Christmas.
Have a good one.
You too.
Merry Christmas to you too, guys.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Listening.
I wonder if Clint drives a Taurus.
You see, that's too easy.
Yeah.
It's too easy. I don't know, Dan. I don't know if he does
why
or not.
Do you ask?
Why do you ask?
I don't know. It was
so.
Just
what does that mean? Hey, there goes a Taurus. I think maybe that's Clint's
car.
Clint's car. That's what I meant to say. Clint's car. Oh man, there is a company that I want to make sure you know the name of before you have your kitchen, your bathroom remodeled. You can. I don't care if you call five companies. And by the way, neither does Thompson Price. If you want to call a bunch of people and get some bids, go ahead, because the more of that you do, the better they'll look. And I think what you'll end up doing, unless you're trying to go on the cheap, if you've decided you're going to completely remodel your kitchen, and by golly, you're not going to spend more than $5,000, don't call Thompson Price. They can't help you. They don't do that. They don't do that sort of cover up, slap some paint on, make it look a little better, but it's not really. It's still the same old kitchen. We're talking completely remodeled kitchen. We're talking about a kitchen that's 10 years ahead of the rest of your house. This is a kitchen that 10, 15 years or more from now is still going to dazzle people. Not just cosmetically, not just the way it looks, but in functionality. It's a process with Thompson Price. If you talk to people and they just come in and take some measurements and they go, okay, we'll replace that refrigerator, put in a better refrigerator, we'll put a new oven in, and we'll put a little different size center. That's not what we're talking. We're talking about a company that bothers and takes the time to ask you a whole lot of questions, because there's more to doing it right than just replacing old with new. It's how is it going to be used? Who's going to be using it? How long do you think you're going to be in this house? Who all is going to end up in this house? Will your parents come to live with you at some point? And on and on and on. Who cooks? What kind of cooking? How much cooking? Do you use your kitchen? Do you entertain a lot? And that's just a small portion of the questions. But that's good, because those are the kinds of questions you need to be asked. And not all the companies do that. When we did our kitchen, we talked to three companies. Only one of them was that thorough, and it was Thompson Price. And remember that you want to see the name Price in the company you're dealing with. You're going to be very impressed. And before you try to cut and go the on the, then wait. Wait until you can do it right. I told you before, look, we did not have a bedroom set. We got, sorry.
Oh, you're right.
Brought memories back of the old days of being poor. Seriously, we didn't. My wife never had an engagement ring for 7 years. 7 years we were married before she got an engagement ring. We didn't have a honeymoon. We didn't even leave home for 5 years. And we didn't have a bedroom set for 7 or 10 years. We had a frame and a mattress and box spring because we'd rather wait to get a nice bedroom set than get crap, junk, just to have furniture. And that's what we did. We bought a really nice bedroom that we still have to this day. Because it's quality. It's good. It's going to last. You're only going to have to do it one time. Same for kitchen and bath remodeling. Do it right. If you can't do it right, call them next year. Save a little more money. Do it right. You're not going to overpay. They're not expensive. If expensive means, oh, you paid too much. No. You get every dollar's worth. Thompson Price. Thompson Price, former Chippendales dancer. Not ashamed of it. You see him. You still see a little of where the old chisel body used to be.
Yeah.
Underneath that, at one time, was the flat stomach, abbed Chippendales.
He still wears that banana hammock sometimes, though. So.
Well, yeah. He's been on a couple
well,
of trips.
Well, he's going to be with us on this trip, yeah. too. And he may break out one of the Chippendales hammocks.
Oh, man.
Banana hammocks. You never know. A couple of those, what do you call those, mudslides or those drinks, and you never know what can happen.
Oh, but don't mention mudslides.
Well, sorry, I should have picked a different drink. Miami Vice. Let's go with that drink, the Miami Vice. That was a bad choice. But, yes, he and his really neat wife, Candy, will be with us on this trip. They're just nice, decent, good people, and they run a great company, and it's called Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. They got a good staff. They got a great showroom and a website, and here it is, thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And they were working with an accident on northbound 270 just before Highway 70. They have moved it off to the far right shoulder, but that doesn't mean the traffic's not backed up. You're slow now from Dorset all the way up in those two right lanes up through Highway 70. On southbound 270, looks like we're a little heavy between Page down through Ladue and again right around the Clayton Road overpass through Manchester. Southbound 170 stacks up now approaching Olive down through Highway 40. Got hockey traffic coming in on eastbound 40, starting to slow now from Timberlake Manor up through Mason, a little heavy past 170 through Big Bend. And on eastbound 270, jammed up now from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. Of all the gifts Santa leaves near the tree, not one is as perfect as you are for me. A Hallmark card like this can show your loved ones that you care this holiday. So don't forget to pick one up today. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Steve Wien, the guy you hear on all the commercials. Yeah, the very thing you listen to the radio for. And as I light my Hanukkah candles, I'd like to remind you to remember the real reason for the season. And if you celebrate Festivus, the holiday for the rest of us, good luck in your feats of strength.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
This Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, incredible holiday deals on menswear gifts at Joseph A. Bank, where almost everything in the store is buy one, get two free. Plus, amazing doorbusters like our luxurious merino wool topcoats, just $1.19, and cotton cashmere sweaters, just $29.99. That's almost everything in the store. Buy one item at regular price, get any two other items of equal or lesser value free. Plus, unbeatable doorbuster deals through Friday. Incredible fabrics, impeccable quality and detail, and our professional style consultants to help put together everything on any well-dressed man's holiday wish list. Less than 2 weeks to shop, so buy one, get two free now. Plus, our incredible holiday doorbuster specials this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, only at Joseph A. Bank. Exclude shoes, gift cards, rentals, traveler, and some signature products.
Six area locations in St. Louis on North Lindbergh, Chesterfield, Lake St. Louis, Fairview Heights at the Shops at St. Clair, DePere, and St. Louis Galleria.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour big logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or to speak with an attorney, in Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Unlimited Play is a St. Louis success story. 10 years ago, Natalie Blakemore had a vision to help kids with disabilities. She looked around and noticed that playgrounds weren't accessible to all kids, including her son, Zachary. So she started Unlimited Play, which builds playgrounds for children with disabilities as well as veterans. 4 playgrounds have been built, and they're set to break ground in Wisconsin, Texas, Illinois, and throughout Missouri. Unlimited Play, making dreams come true. And they'd like to salute Coach Pinkel and Mizzou for their dream season. Go Tigers!
The premier home improvement company in St. Louis is America West. Over 2,000 satisfied homeowners have made America West a proud member of Angie's List. During this cold season, let America West install insulated vinyl siding or energy-saving thermal windows in your home. America West also refinishes kitchen cabinets, saving you thousands over the cost of replacing your cabinets. Visit Kitchen Cab STL today to get deep discounts on cabinet refinishing. Call 636-576-1776 or go to Kitchen Cab STL.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. I want to let you know that This Week in Real Estate will be on this Saturday at its regularly scheduled time, 3 in the afternoon. I look forward to you joining me as we traverse the real estate plains. Want to learn about buying? Want to learn about selling? Join me for This Week in Real Estate this Saturday at 3 in the afternoon. We'll have fun. We'll learn a lot. You'll learn how to save, buying, and selling. This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m., right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't miss Kohl's great big gift weekend sale through Saturday. KitchenAid, Nike, Carter, Sony, Dyson, and more are on sale. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2013 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall Friday, December 13th from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. The Big 550 KTRS Toy Drive is brought to you in part by Firehouse Subs. Stop by Firehouse Subs in Illinois and Missouri and drop off a new unwrapped toy. Firehouse Subs, for the finest in subs. The Nestle Purina Toy Drive is a presentation of the Big 550 KTRS.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Garth.
Over.
Yeah, I tell you, I saw that. I don't remember HBO. I don't know where it was. They did his Vegas. It was live. They did his Vegas show on TV, and I watched it a week or two ago.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard. My dad watched it. He said it was great.
It was unbelievable. And here's the deal: it's the same show that he's been doing in Vegas, where he comes out with just a guitar, and your first reaction is, oh, no band. I don't want to hear this. And he tells stories, and he talks about how he got in. It was fantastic. And here's the other thing. You really do it's the true test as to whether or not somebody can really sing, because it's just him and a guitar. And this guy can sing. He did Friends in Low Places. The songs that really you think rely on a big backup and band, he did them, and they were great.
I know that's people that saw him out there, and they
I
said
I saw an article, and he said he just went away, he watched his kids grow up, and now they're all pretty much out of high school and things like that.
He just announced he's going to tour again. Yeah. The Vegas thing, Steve Wynn came to him and said, how'd you like to do Vegas? He said, no, I want to be with my kids. And Wynn says, we'll give you a jet and send you home every night. What a deal. So he literally has been doing the show in Vegas, and at night he's home watching TV and gets his kids off school in the morning on the jet, back to Vegas, does the show, back home again. That's a good gig.
See you, kids. I'm going to work.
Hey, I have that. Do you want to try listening to this? That guy, Larry, we were talking to, that got the voicemail.
For those who don't know, it's a scam call out of China trying to get him to think that his son has been incarcerated and he needs to send him money. Yeah, go ahead.
The Correctional Center and...
For me, Bev.
Oh, this is me, Dad.
We'd like you to accept this call. At the end of this call, you will have the opportunity to open an account to pay for future calls.
Let me tell you something. If I got this call and they said this is a correctional facility and...
You would have thought it was your son?
I just heard that, and if I am already thinking, once I hear the words, it's me, Dad, because it's so quick, I'm telling you right now, I didn't hear enough that I wouldn't think it was my son. Mm-hmm. That's what's interesting. That could have been my son. Go ahead.
The Correctional Center and...
For me, Bev.
Would like you to accept this call. At the end of this call, you will have the opportunity to open an account to pay for future calls. To accept this free call now, press 1.
Wow, that's where you get it. That's where you get nailed, when you press 1.
Yeah, and it's a free call. They're never a free call.
Wow. Thinking it's your son.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so
quick,
fast, and I don't even know if
I heard a voice on the phone says, "Me, Dad." One, he's in a strange place. He's incarcerated. There's tension. His voice might be a little different. I'm not
limited time to.
Yeah, I'm not gonna just go, that's not my kid. I might think, well, it could be my son, because young men tend to generally kind of sound the same, just like most old ladies, you know, sound that there's a similarity to their.
Wasn't there a scam going on with people in prison, and they were doing that, calling out and trying to get people to do that, and then once they did it, it would lock on to that number, and then they could place calls to anyone that they wanted to.
Yeah, they were pirating the use of the phone. Yeah. But those guys in prison are pretty smart sometimes, figuring that stuff out. You got a lot of time on their hands. They can study how to do that. Dustin is on the phone. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Frank, I was just curious if you had your shotgun handy.
It's always right here. Hang on. Ready to go.
All right. There's these two about 75-year-old men out golfing one day, and one of the men hits his tee shot, you know, hooks it into the woods, and he's out there trying to find his golf ball, and he comes across this big, huge frog sitting there. And it looks at him and says, if you kiss me, I'll turn into the most beautiful 25-year-old woman you've ever seen, and I'll make love to you. And so the man picks up the frog and goes and takes it and puts it in his golf cart and keeps playing a couple more holes. And his friend looks at him and says, aren't you going to kiss that frog? And the old man said, nah, at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog.
I give him a rim shot. I heard it a long time ago, but quite frankly, I forgot it, and I haven't told it for years and years and years, so we're just going to treat it like a new joke. So you get the credit. Right. You get the credit. Thank you, Dustin. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And one of the reasons I haven't told it is there's a scale for worthiness of the Playhouse. It's real close. I've actually told jokes, and then I just didn't tell them again, because once I told them, I thought, you know, it's like it's not a 10, it was an 8 or 9, so it's just my own little in my head for whatever reason. But it's a funny joke. It's a cute joke. Bill Cleveland will join us here pretty soon. This couple that I mentioned that they found a couple days ago, 4 kids missing 2 days with the parents in below zero weather north of Nevada. I don't know. The Jeep was overturned and said, I found them alive and well. Now, how do you do that? I've talked to my wife about this. You know, when we walk to the car and go, like we're just about to die, and we've been out in the cold, what, a minute?
Yeah, there was an, I'm going to try to find the article. There was an article that listed all the things they did right to be able to be found.
And they had a three-year-old. One of the kids was a three-year-old.
They didn't leave the car.
Right,
for
they
one,
stayed together.
They told people where they were going.
Okay.
So once people, they were a couple days late, people knew where to,
smart.
Even though it was like a 6,000 square foot, square mile area, they still had a location to look for. And they also said at night, he would go out during the day and start a fire and put rocks in there. And then at night, he'd bring in the heated up rocks.
Melt the snow.
No, just bring them inside and
heat.
Set them on the spare tire. And it was kind of like
oh,
a radiator almost.
Inside the Jeep?
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, it was very smart.
Here's another thing I just thought of. If you're that kind of person that goes out in those on those expeditions, get a black vehicle, not a white one.
Yes.
You're
going to
be in the snow.
And they said to never leave your car. They mentioned a story about a couple that was lost for...
That's your protection from wind and everything.
Yeah. The husband left and was never seen again. The wife lasted like 39 days by herself in this car.
You know what I think happened? Because I'm married. She
just
sent him for help.
Well,
why don't you go get help? Knowing he would die.
Or maybe just he's like, all right, I'm not going to stay here cooped up with
or
you.
Or he thought,
I'm going to take my chances.
If I stay here and they find us, I'll still be married.
Yes.
And I think I'll go for help knowing I'll die.
He took the easy way out.
Wow.
Hey, Scott has something interesting about Dustin's phone call and his joke.
Can we get Scott back or call him back? Because we have... see if Bill can
I can tell you what it is real
okay,
quick.
What is it?
Because I had other callers call it. That Melvin Kilrod, who's
told
on...
that joke?
Opened a show with that joke this morning at 10 o'clock.
See, that joke is... It's fine for his show. It's just not quite good enough. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite good enough for this show.
Yeah.
But for that show...
Oh, sure.
Over
that's
the top.
That's
great.
10.
Over the top.
Yeah.
10 plus. All right. Thank you, Scott, for that call. Ballast Dental. No, I'm sorry. American Equity Mortgage. We'll get to Ballast Dental Care in a little bit. American Equity Mortgage. Am I behind? I'm behind, aren't I?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, we have extra, but we'll try to squeeze it in here.
I think I am. I think I'm behind.
No, we did Thompson Price just a little while ago.
American Equity. I'll get caught up. Don't worry. American Equity Mortgage for 21 years, the longest running advertiser on this show. Simple message, two things. You want a house? You want to stop paying rent? You need a mortgage? Boom. American Equity Mortgage. You have credit cards. They become very easy to use this time of year. Too easy to use. Charge it. Charge it. Charge it. Bills come. Woo. Can't pay it. Minimum payment. You mean to do it a month or two. You end up doing it 6 months a year. Knock it off. If you're a homeowner, don't do that. You don't have to do that. You're paying off a very bad debt that has very high interest. Let American Equity pay it off. American Equity Mortgage will pay that off. Zero balance. That debt becomes part of your house payment, which means the interest is probably also tax deductible, which it wasn't when you were paying it as a credit card payment. Everything about it makes sense. There's nobody with half a brain who has any idea about finances who would tell you that's not a smart thing to do. American Equity Mortgage will just make sure you know how to get it done. They've done it for lots of people, and they'd be happy to do it for you. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a new accident on westbound 94, a little bit east of Wolfram Road. It's got the left lane blocked and traffic is backed up approaching Kisker. We have southbound 270 heavy now between Page and Ledoux. We're also slow between the Clayton Road overpass in Manchester. And a new accident eastbound 44 after Six Flags. The right lane is blocked there. And this traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. I told Santa you've been good all year, and we both had a good laugh. A Hallmark card like this can show your loved ones you're thinking of them this holiday. So don't forget to pick up one today. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Don't miss Cole's great big gift weekend sale through Saturday. KitchenAid, Nike, Carter's, Sony, Dyson, and more are on sale. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent.
From downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Get the app. It's free. It's a great app, STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Doing terrific. Well, Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C. set aside their party differences and agreed on a budget deal yesterday.
All right.
So in addition to being cold across the nation, hell just completely froze over. Cold everywhere. And Major League Baseball has now banned collisions at home plate. That means it's now more dangerous to shop the day after Thanksgiving than it is to play Major League Baseball.
Wasn't it always?
And after a major flop earlier in the year, Facebook says it has no intention of developing another phone next year, which means the folks at MySpace will get all the media attention next year when they release their new fax machine.
Oh, man, I sure will.
And finally, this Boy, talk about awkward. President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and President George W. Bush were all on the same plane, Air Force One, together on the way to Nelson Mandela's funeral.
Wow.
Yeah. And it really became awkward when all three of them showed up on the plane wearing the same suit.
Oh.
A little awkward. Yeah. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRL.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
The one and only Bill Cleveland. Been a patient at Ballast Dental Care for 40 years. I know maybe you're tired of hearing that. Well, you're going to keep hearing it because I think that's quite an accomplishment, quite a feat, and quite unusual for somebody to go to the same dentist for 40 years. But it won't be unusual once you go there. You'll get it, and you'll say, I could see myself going here for the next 40 years, unless you're 70. Like if you're 70 years old, you're probably not going to say you're going to be doing anything for the next 40 years. But, hey. If you're lucky, the next 10 or 20, I plan to go as long as there is a Ballast Dental Care. If I were to move, if anybody out there in another market is listening with a radio offer available, no contract, if I were to move to another city to do radio, I'm not kidding. My kids are still in Missouri. I would still go to Ballast Dental Care. That would still be my dental clinic. Make it yours. I'm inviting you to join me. You never have to dread a dental appointment again. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. We've got a good cold weather joke coming up. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. It sounds so old school compromise on Capitol Hill. The House has just started voting on a budget plan some of both major parties are grumbling about.